For every 2 minutes of glory, there is 8 hours of hard work. Jessica Slovich. When you are planning an event, it takes several hours for you to just narrow down, first of all, the event itself, the subject, who it's for, what it's for, the task, and so many other things. In this episode, we're going to be talking about event planning.
You're listening to the Nonprofit News with Dr. Shanifa Early.
Hello, 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 everybody. Today, we're going to be talking about event planning. Every organization must create some type of event in order to get their organization into the public, where it's a launching of the actual nonprofit itself, or if you're an established nonprofit, you're going to announce your program or process, or you're going to talk about a fundraising activity, or down to hiring volunteers, and you have to plan a volunteer drive to get people. So creating a event is not a small feat. It takes planning and understanding the processes of having a great event. In order for you to have a great volunteer drive, you have to advertise. You have to do all kinds of things, tasks. There's so many to consider that you can put yourself in a place where if you don't have things together or an efficient plan to produce the event, your event won't go off well. So before we get into all the things events, let's not forget about our word of the episode. We have so many things that we have to discuss when it comes to event planning. But in order to understand the nonprofit world, we have to know the lingo. So today we're going to talk about appeal. A fundraising appeal is a way in which a nonprofit organization asks for financial support from its donors. Fundraising appeals are sent to supporters annually, sometimes semi-annually, depending on your fundraising drive, to encourage them to donate. This could even be monthly. If you are, if you have monthly donors, you send an appeal monthly because you want people to donate to your cause. So today's word of the episode is appeal. All right. So when you have a, you want to plan an event, one of the first things you have to do is create an action plan. You have to have something, a goal in mind, whatever the event's goal is. So have a goal in mind. I can't really tell you your goal because I don't know it. I can give you some great examples. Just like the volunteer drive. You don't want to just have a volunteer drive to have one. Your goal is to get volunteers. You can get, you know, set a goal of, okay, we're going to have a volunteer drive and we're going to ask to sign up 10 volunteers for an event we're having or something specific that you want to do. You have to make sure that you have a set goal, that it's specific, that you can measure it, that is achievable, and that is relevant to what you're doing. And you have to put it in a timeline. You can't be like, yep, I'm going to have a volunteer drive and not put a time limit on it. Because if you have an event coming up, say in October, and it is August, your time limit is till October. So you have to make sure that it's in a timely manner. So let's ask some questions. Let's ask us some questions and think about these things before you even get started planning your event or thinking about having an event. How do you even feel about event planning? What do you think about it? What do you think about having to sit down and plan out or map out an event you're going to have? How do you feel about it? Is it that I can't stand planning events? That's not something I want to do. Or do you love the process of sitting down and weighing your pros and cons and thinking about things that you can do? How do you feel about it? Okay. How about listing some qualities that you feel are important to be a successful event planner? Not an event planner as it were in the business sense that you are an event planner business, but just as somebody who is planning an event for some type of whatever it could be. Let's go back to our volunteer. If you're setting up a volunteer program in your nonprofit, what qualities do you feel that's important? Do you feel that you have to understand what a volunteer does or what a volunteer's approach could be? Where you're going to put the volunteers? Those type of things. So let's talk about some personal benefits from gaining an understanding about event planning. Do you think that there might be some personal benefits from gaining understanding? Personally, I'm sure there probably is some personal benefits that you have to think about when you're understanding event planning, because you don't want people out there with your name on something that goes awry, because that is going to be what people think of your organization. So you gotta think about what is some personal benefits. Okay. And when you're talking about events, do you want to have a holiday event? Do you want to have a conference or a seminar? Do you have problems determining event dates? How critical to your organization can this event be? Having a volunteer drive and you need 10 volunteers, if you don't have those 10 volunteers for your event, how crucial would that be? Can it make or break the event? Or how would you be able to put those volunteers on the activity table, on the food table, on the bingo table, you know, whatever? Tell me, would you have them as your setup crew, your security guards? What duties will they perform? You have to understand what you're going to have them do, okay? So it's a lot of things. Do you need different licenses or processes or whatever when you're planning an event? Excuse me for the drinking of the water. So first, let's talk about types of event. An event can be planned as a social occasion. It can be really big, like a family reunion, or it can be like a gala. It can be a charitable event, or it can be a baby shower. There is a vast amount of different types of event, but you have to make sure that whatever you're planning, you're ready for it. Is it an award event or an award ceremony? Is it an event that you're going to give out some type of prizes? Or is it formal or informal? Is it for coworkers or non-coworkers? Is it going to be at a restaurant or a hall? Is it going to be tied into the office event, or is it going to be somewhere away? You have to think about different ways or different things when you're planning an event. For charity events are events that celebrate or is for a particular charity. Those events can be geared towards your organization's awareness of whatever your organization is for. It can be your fundraising event. It can be an intimate affair, or can it be this lavish dinner, or it can be a small group of potential donors that you have in mind. It could be something as big as a carnival or as small as a car wash. So when you're planning events, you have to narrow down what are we doing at your event. Do you want to talk about cancer, or do you want to talk about fundraising cancer research? Do you want to talk about the homeless or the plight of the homeless? Do you want to talk about period poverty, or do you want to talk about men and men's issues, women and women issues? Do you want to talk about the lack of education in society, or the difficulty of getting a higher education, or things like that? You have to think about and or let's call it brainstorming ideas for your events. You got to get your creative juices flowing to think about things you want to do. Now, a lot of your favorite charities do galas and parties, and they do things to raise money. Are you going to follow in those footsteps, or do you want to be creative? Do you want to have a creative touch in your organization? You know, it might be that you want to, instead of having a basic event, you might want to have a conference or a seminar. You know, it's usually a seminar could be in a small setting or a large setting. It could be with speakers or without speakers. It could have multiple speakers. It can have one speaker there. You can create a question and answer for somebody. You can have a form. You can have a new training event, or for people experiencing their jobs. You can have all types of things. You want to do it as a club type of thing, or a non-corporate event, or a corporate event. All things to think about. So if you want to have a conference or a seminar, you need to discuss attendees. You need to discuss how you're going to charge them, what you're going to charge them, if you're going to charge them, what type of aspects will you need in planning an event like that? Is it going to be a holiday event where you just want to have a social gathering, where you just want to say, yep, hey, it's Christmas, let's have a Christmas party? Or do you want to have a Cinco de Mayo and, you know, have a party for just your crew? All events require the same type of things. Do you want to make it a party of your dreams? Do you want to brainstorm this party that is going to be more than an illusion, or more than over the top? That's something we need to think about. So let's think about this. What if you wanted to host a grand event to help your business gain some type of recognition and increase its sales, like a launch party? Let's call it a launch party. So you run this business and you want to have a launch party. What, first of all, do you have a good product line? Do you feel that your product is the best in the area? Do you deal with a lot of your local people that you can invite that will help you in your processes? So if you are a farmer, let's say, do you actually, or you make something from a local farm, do you talk to your local farmers and get them to buy into what you want to do? Do you have your product brand in households in your local area? You have to be able to toss out different ideas to decide what type of thing that you want to do. Do you want it to be local, or do you want it to be global? Do you want to have a local event in a hall, or do you want to have it on the internet? Do you want to have people to come to you, or do you want to have things that you send out to them? It's all up to you. You have to be able to paint the picture that you need to paint. Okay. And if you have a dinner, how much are you going to charge? How much are you going to charge? How much is it going to cost you? Prices are going up every single day. every day. Every day. So brainstorming. Let's talk about brainstorming. It's an important part of event planning and organizing. Brainstorming different ideas is part of the planning process. When planning to determine your purpose or your theme, your date, you have to brainstorm all of those things. Perfect example, myself and two organizations just had a community baby shower. We got to that community baby shower because we were sitting in a meeting trying to think, thus brainstorming on how we could help our community the most. Where do we start? Where do we start? So I called a couple of people and I asked, what should we do? What would be some good ideas? Help me brainstorm in this situation. And she said, help the least of them. The least of them being babies. If you can't help anybody else, help the new babies coming along, get some help. And in that meeting, we brainstormed having a baby shower. We planned it for several months. We asked for donations. We, you know, received assistance. We prepared what we needed to prepare. And we had a successful baby shower where we helped over 120 people. And now that is going to be one of our annual events that we, as a collaborative, because one organization did not do it alone. It was several organizations that came together and said, we wanted to do this. And we pulled it off. It wasn't just one head that said yes. It was several of us who said, yep, I want to do it. Let's get it done. Yes, yes, yes. And so that is what happened. So there is many aspects of an event that require planning. First, you gotta narrow down its purpose. What is the purpose of this event? Why am I doing this? What is going to make this event worthwhile to the people who I am having the event for? So let's think about the purposes of your event. If your purpose, let's go back to our volunteer situation. If the purpose of your event is to have a volunteer event to gain volunteers for, let's say, a baby shower. If that is the purpose, then you need to gather all of the things around that in order for you to have a successful volunteer event. Because think about it. Some people don't want to have a baby shower because they don't want to be dealing with pregnant moms. Some people don't want to have a deal with a volunteer for a baby shower because who wants to pick up heavy diapers, cases of diapers, or trying to figure out where can you have such venue to service 100-something people? Because if you service 100-something people, you're also going to have to be with their children, their spouses, their aunts, uncles, dads, moms, whatever, whoever they bring around, you're going to have those people that they have to deal with. Maybe you don't want to deal with them. Maybe you don't want to deal with them. Let's think about that. That's some stuff you have to really think about. Do I really want to be involved, and do I want to deal with people who are whatever, whatever the situation may be? So let's keep on. We have to continue to think about what we're going to deal with, and are we okay with it? Because you may not be okay with it. You may not be okay with it. Okay. So let's talk about let's keep the purposes in mind so it could be a worthwhile event. Then, after you think about the purposes, what about the themes? What about the themes? You have to have some themes for your volunteer drive. It can be something as simple as, let's get together. Somebody you want to just say, let's get together. Or you want to have a craft party. Or you want to have a sports party. Get a theme. Figure out things. Determine, you know, how you want your group to come together to attract people and let them want to be attracted to your organization. You want to encourage people to participate. Because first of all, when you're having a volunteer drive, because I'm going to stay on that subject so we can stay consistent. If you want to have a volunteer drive and you need a theme, you need people to be encouraged to participate. That is employees that's going to make your volunteers feel welcome. So you need a theme. And make sure that you share personal stories on how you volunteered somewhere. And maybe that will gather people to come. So you have to have some creative ideas to get people, the old juices flowing. You want to get those juices flowing to get people to be willing to come to your event and to do the things that you need to do that to help you raise awareness, because you're not only raising a very awareness of your, that you need volunteers, you're raising awareness of your organization. You're raising awareness of whatever your organization's mission is, because your volunteers have to say yes to that mission, whatever that mission may be. So that is also something that they need to, or you as the event planner need to think about. You, whoever that you ask to come in, they have to buy in to what you're selling, which is yourself. Are you a good person that can sell yourself? That's the thing you need to think about. So these are just a few ideas about event planning that I thought that I should bring to you today. Having an event is a lot of work. Having an event is rewarding if you're able to pull off the event the way you need to pull it off, the way you need to have it. Now, don't get me wrong. You can do it, but you must have planning. You must be able to create an event by using planning and understanding of processes. So if you liked this segment of Nonprofit News with Shaniva Early, Nonprofit News with Dr. Shaniva Early, if you enjoyed this segment, along with a lot of the other segments that I have, you can actually take the class and talk about event planning. My Nonprofit Leadership Academy, we are an organization or a program inside of the Betty Harris Foundation where we help nonprofit leaders become successful. So if you like more information or if you'd like to take the event course, go to my website, nonprofitleadershipacademy.net, and sign up for the course today. You will be glad you did. So thank you so much for joining me. And I will speak with you in the next one.
Thank you for joining Nonprofit News with Dr. Shaniva Early. If you know someone who would benefit from this episode, please like and share.